The repeal of the tariffs instituted under the U.S. International Emergency Economics Powers Act is a welcome relief for our exporters, especially those in the agricultural sector, who now face a more level playing field with competing exporters in the Southern Hemisphere. However, the relief is both temporary and specific. Our automotive sector will continue to face high tariffs under U.S. Section 232, and we must prepare for higher tariffs to be reimposed this year. President Trump has already decided to impose a global 10% baseline tariff, and could seek to impose further country-based tariffs through Section 301. In addition, AGOA's renewal will expire in September of this year. Minister Tao cannot treat the tariff repeal as mission accomplished. He has a window of opportunity to repair our trade relations with the United States and must secure a deal that secures the livelihood of factory workers from Kerry Acre to Suwannee and farmlands from Citrusdal to Zanine.